Well, Robin, today we're going to talk with Star Ironside, Chef Star Ironside. You've got some big news for us.
I do. Good morning. So I was working with the master concessionaire for the past year for the airport, the expansion out there. We just got chosen. So at Tuesday's lunch, we walked up to the very front and introduced ourselves. Steve Mora is with Metropolitan Culinary Services. He was chosen, so our restaurants will be part of the new airport.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So how's that going to change your current operations?
It won't. I will still have the House of Star and Marty down the road. We'll still be doing lots of catering. We are booked through 2024.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, with two bookings in 2025 already. I know. I that's a long engagement.
Boy, it sure is.
So we'll still be doing private dinners and chef's table as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today, what's on your mind?
The condiment obsession.
Oh, condiments.
I'm all about the condiments.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
ready
the,
for this.
That's the difference, isn't it?
What do you guys like to have on your mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese?
Bacon?
Yeah. Bacon. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more cheese.
A lot more cheese.
Get him more cheese.
Yeah.
So whether or not you cook, grab takeout, or wait for delivery, 92% of American families plan to continue and even increase at-home dining. Uh-huh. If you're committed to eating your meals at home, then remember, cooking fatigue is a very real thing.
I noticed that.
Yes. And including chefs like me, we end up eating ramen at midnight. It's a true story. As your enthusiasm in the kitchen naturally ebbs and flows, take note of all the exciting condiments just waiting to smother your mac and cheese. So let's talk about what is a condiment. A condiment is a preparation that is added to food, typically after cooking, to impart a specific flavor, to enhance the flavor, or to complement the dish. A table condiment is, or table sauce, is more specifically a condiment that is served separately from the food and added to taste for the diner. So let's take a trip through history.
Okay, a trip.
A trip. It's not a very long one, and I promise there'll be no layovers.
Okay.
Since ancient times, people have used condiments to enhance their food. Did you know the first condiment was salt?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
The salt of the earth.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Salt has been used as a preservative and to enhance the flavor of food. Vinegar has also been used in ancient times. It's probably derived from the French word vinaigre, meaning sour wine. Vinegar was used as a medicine as well as food.
Yeah. Uh-huh. See, I knew that was good.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And that's why I put it on spinach.
Yeah. And kale.
Yeah.
And kale.
The Romans liked condiments, and they made many sauces for their food. The Romans also grew mustard, and they introduced it to parts of Europe they conquered. They also made a mint sauce, so mint and lamb. Possibly the oldest sauce recorded is garum, the fish sauce used by Romans, still used today.
Wow.
Yeah. In the Middle Ages, mustard was very popular. At first, English mustard consisted of coarse powder, and it was not very strong. I believe in the 1700s, there was a lady in, I want to say, Derbyshire, England. I could be wrong. She made it into a paste, added some water in it, and that became a very popular condiment.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Middle
when
Ages.
When did Grey Poupon come along?
Not until, I think, the 1800s.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then Garth and Wayne made it very popular with their movie, Wayne's World.
Yeah,
going
that's
up to people.
Right.
Excuse me, do you have any Grey Poupon? The fun facts about sauces. Did you know that A1 steak sauce uses raisin paste?
I read the ingredients and I saw that. And I thought, that's shocking.
It is shocking.
Raisin paste.
Is really good. Yeah.
Well, I like raisin, so.
Yeah.
But I like A1.
But I don't taste any raisins in it.
You taste the sweet.
Yeah.
You taste the sweet and kind of the umami flavor of the raisin. Once it goes to a paste, it's pretty much just sugar. Yeah. And we like a lot of sugar in our sauces.
Yes.
Traditional Caesar salad dressing has anchovies in it.
They used to at a restaurant in Seattle come around and smash up the anchovies. Mm. 13 coins years ago.
Yeah, and the raw egg. Raw egg yolk is used. It's really good.
I draw the line on the anchovies.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Worcestershire sauce is made from fermented anchovies, so you may want to stay away from that.
I didn't know that.
I think they're fermented for about a year.
Now that works for you, John.
Okay. Yeah.
The alcoholization.
That must be it. Yeah.
So speaking of ages, Tabasco sauce is aged for 3 years.
Huh.
Ooh. Oh, and that smells so good down in Louisiana when you drive past their plant.
Peppers. Tabasco, that's all over the South.
Right?
They love it.
They do. Hot sauce is actually very healthy if made with low salt. Chili pepper contains more vitamin C than an orange, more vitamin A than carrots, and is low in calories.
Really? See, I didn't know about the vitamin C.
Yeah, it's very healthy stuff, provided you can handle the heat.
The capsaicin, or what do they call it?
Capsaicin.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one's fun. Ranch dressing and sunscreen include the same ingredient.
That's why it's so tasty.
The ingredient that makes ranch dressing white is titanium dioxide, which can give skin products their white appearance, especially sunscreens. Titanium dioxide cannot exceed 1% of food product, according to FDA guidelines. So you're not eating too much of it, just the coloring.
Now, it's interesting because ranch, it didn't really come around until the 70s, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't a big thing, and now...
It's number one, every place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, French can't believe it. They think we just made
chicken
that up.
Wings.
Yeah. Oh, you have to have it. Blue cheese.
Yeah.
It's much better.
Well.
The green paste called wasabi found at sushi and sashimi restaurants and sold in a lot of grocery stores rarely contains much wasabi at all. It's likely a blend of horseradish, mustard powder, green food coloring, and perhaps a small amount of real wasabi added. Wasabi is actually a root, like a ginger root or a horseradish root.
Yeah, boy, it's hot.
Oh, it is. It's so good, though. It has a full flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If your, palate isn't burned out.
Right. Eating all those hot peppers. Yeah. Today, the condiments are vast and exciting, blends of all sorts, as well as a healthy import section with just about everything you could imagine is at every grocery store you go to.
Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that. You know, it's easier to find things now.
It's a vast section. Every time I go into a grocery store, I see a new bottle of sauce pop up or a condiment of some sort.
I've noticed that spices section just keeps getting longer and longer.
With all of our imports, we have more new and exciting. Mm-hmm. If you ever go to a place in the South called Spice World, it has spices wall to wall as far as the eye can see and condiments. Wow. It's just amazing. So let's talk about some cult condiments.
Cult condiments.
These people swear by it. They have them in their cars. They have it in their RVs. They take them to work. They have them in their desk drawers.
Wow.
It is amazing how when people get stuck on a condiment, they go crazy for it. And they just have to have it on everything.
Yeah.
And it's honestly cult-like. So nutritional yeast.
Hmm.
Yeah, it sounds odd. Mm-hmm. I actually have some in my restaurant. It's a powdery substance, kind of like when you touch cheddar popcorn and you get that.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of looks like that. Vegans are obsessed with it because it's nutty, cheesy, and a creamy flavor that makes it a popular cheese substitute. Even if you don't get down with dairy or don't want to do any sort of thing with dairy, just try to top roasted vegetables or buttered noodles. It brings out the flavor.
Wow.
Now, is there a really touch good. Of alum or something in it? Something that has it... You know, a bite or an aftertaste or
I think that's
something.
The yeast itself.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you try yeast when it just has a little bit of salt in it, because you know that yeast, the salt kills the yeast action, it has a little bit of bite to that. It's a fermented flavor. Yeah. Mike's Hot Honey, founded in Brooklyn in 2011, really catapulted this new honey category. Addicts drizzle it on ice cream, pizza, cheese, chicken, vegetables, shrimp. They put that on everything.
Wow, on ice cream.
On ice cream.
Wow. Spicy hot honey. Honey.
Yes. When I lived in the Bay Area briefly, a place called Gilroy has garlic everything. Mm-hmm. They have garlic ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
And you wouldn't think it's good, but it is so good. And the cult addicts that want melted garlic ice cream across all of their food. Doesn't matter what it is.
Is that right?
It's so good.
I'm trying to picture having a bite of garlic bread and then a spoonful of vanilla ice cream, and it seems like it would be...
Yeah, it's different. What they do is they sweeten the garlic up a little bit, or they use black garlic.
Okay.
Black garlic has a very sweet floral flavor to it. Mm-hmm. Bourbon maple syrup.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah. It sounds so good. If you're the kind of person who likes chocolate-covered bacon, you're probably already part of a bourbon-spiked maple syrup cult. It's a cult. Bourbon syrup adds a smoky, boozy note to your breakfast. We won't say no to it, drizzled atop ice cream or stirred into coffee. Could you imagine that? Bourbon maple syrup coffee.
Yeah, I can get it on my pancakes. On my waffles.
That's right.
I've never heard of this next one.
Sambal. Yeah. Hoi Fong Foods hit another home run, so they make sriracha. The sambal is made from chilies, shrimp paste, fish sauce, garlic, ginger, sugar, lime, and vinegar. Condiment culties put it on everything. Eggs, rice, soup, dumplings, pizza, vegetables, Korean tacos, stir fry. The list goes on.
I'm beginning to realize I'm better off not knowing what's in these.
just go with the flavor.
Yeah, but I
do like sauces and these kind of things with my food.
There's a mayo, a wasabi mayo that they use, and it's so good. That takes the place whenever you have, if you ever have artichokes and you want to use an aioli, switch it up with a little bit of the wasabi mayo. It's good stuff.
There was a restaurant in L.A. in Marina Del Rey called Aunt Kizzy's Back Porch, a soul restaurant, and they had the collard greens, and you put hot sauce.
Oh, absolutely.
On them. And I'd never had that before, and I thought, this is good.
Yeah, when I lived in the South, they used to put that on Tabasco goes on everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's no shame in relying on condiments to do some heavy lifting in the kitchen. So buy a caddy and find some favorites.
All right. This is really fascinating, Robin.
Fascinating sauces. And what is the date for the airport?
So the fall, they'll start opening up. They'll have Montana Coffee Traders and Montana Gift Corral. And then in the spring of May of 2024 is when my restaurant will open.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And we'll be talking with you before that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I look forward to traveling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chef Star Ironside, thanks so much.
Thank you.